No, I don't think so.
You would have said pretty?
See, as I told you the other day on the phone, my parents were both transplanted Yankees, and they spoke a fairly northern grade of English. But I was also raised with a tremendous number of deep southern and mountain people, and Purdy was the common expression.
Right. Yeah, there tends to be somewhat of a, it seems to me anyway, from what I've talked to, from the people I've talked to that are natives, to be some kind of a, everybody's an import immigrant from someplace. Particularly here, I mean, it's that way in the whole United States, but particularly in Miami, I mean, there's
very much so.
And it's very modern, too. It's very modern. And what might a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen to keep from getting dirty?
Apron.
All right. And this is, what do you call this item here?
Pen.
All right. And this is for writing. And what do you call the one that, what would you call the item that you use to attach a diaper with?
Tin.
All right. And the soup comes in cans. And what's that? What they used to call the material that was?
Tin.
All right. Two nickels make how many cents?
10.
Okay. All right. We were talking about pretty earlier. And if you had something that was pretty and you found something else that you thought was more pretty, you would say it is in comparison.
You'd say that is prettier than that.
Okay. And what would you put on to go outside in the wintertime?
Coat.
All right. And what, you know, what kinds of churches were in the community here, just to get off this program?
Well, let's see. You had your Methodists and your Baptist church, and those were really the only organized churches that were in the area that I grew up in. Downtown, you had a Catholic church, and you had the Presbyterian, and you had the Episcopal, and I think a Lutheran. And then, of course, gradually all the other sects.
Right. And how big was your for Fulford here? How big of a commercial area did you mean, store area did you have?
Hell, up until 1930, you never had more than three grocery stores in the area. And
were they along like the small store, the general type store line, you know, that type of thing?
General stores. They carried a little bit of hardware, and they carried groceries, and one of them carried dry goods, you know, cloth, things like that.
Okay. You see, now you had a school in 1915, I think you said. No, when was the first school? You said
the old Fulford school out there, the old original Fulford school, I guess, was probably built about 1911 or 1912.
Okay, and then you had, so how many schools did you have when you were here? When you were first starting school, how many schools were here?
Well, when I first started school, there was the closest school to me was the one at Arch Creek, which was down here at on 125th Street.
Right.
The street right out here.
But in this immediate area, you
then they built the Fulford School. In other words, the old one out there, the old original Fulford School, had burned down sometime in 1918, 19 or 20, something like that. So when I started going to school, Arch Creek was the only school. Then in 1922 or 1924, 25, they built the old Fulford School up there. So they had two. That was a first through the 12th grade, same way with Arch Creek.
And about three or four grocery stores.
Right.
And what was kind of the, were the main area streets, you said they were being paved at that time, your back streets were still
most
same?
Most of them were just strictly white top rock, you know, just oolite limestone laid down and rolled. Some of them were nothing but grubbed out area through the palmettos, and then gradually as the area built up, they paved them. Most of the streets were put in grubbed out and laid down when they started this Fulford by the Sea development up there. Most of them were boom time subdivisions. A lot of cases they went out and laid down streets, put in sidewalks, put in street lamps with no electricity to them, and it just died. All it made was a good place to go rabbit hunting, because after rains, these rabbits would come out to get out of the wet grass and graze right on the edge of these old roads.
So you can go there. I noticed there was an old city map down at the courthouse. I mean, not the courthouse. I guess it was
City Hall.
Mm-hmm. And that would look like it was about from the time you're talking about.
Yeah. That was platted out in 1923, 24, 25. Some of the streets were put in, some of them weren't.
Yeah. I was thinking about going down and taking a photograph of that if I could. I don't know if I can get glare and everything, but that'd be a good...
Should be able to get it.
Yeah. I don't know if they have it. Your librarian says one of these days she's going to have a historical book.
She ought to be able to Xerox that thing for you.
The map?
Yeah.
Maybe she has an extra copy. You
may have to do it in sections, but I should think you could get it.
I got a copy of the phone directory from her. The 1902 Miami phone directory. Fulford had one pay station in it.
Mm-hmm.
That was of course, in Coconut Grove only had one, too, so it doesn't show up.
I've got at home somewhere a copy of the original Miami phone directory.
Now, I've noticed that pronunciation of Miami for natives is Miami. It's much